again. It's 7:30 and I'm on my way home. Packed up and it's cold, which made folding that lavu quite hard on the fingers, and it rained just before I did pack up. It rained for about 30 seconds, but I think it was actually just a bit of low cloud. I think we're going to have a nice day today. The breeze currently is raw, and that's the breeze that I could feel coming in last night. So I'm going in over the top of the Kiwi instead of along the bottom, the Kiwi Hill. Just trying to get some views, really. It's clear. There's a slight haze at about... No, it's fine. I can see for about... how far is that going to be? About 15 miles, I think. In fact... Yeah, about 15 miles. It didn't rain in the night. No drizzle. Trying to protect you as much from the wind as I can. It's only a very light breeze. I'm just fearing that you might get some wind noise there. So, thoughts on the lavu? Yeah. The only issue there is going to be is... I'm not going to take it out in the winter if I'm going to take it out, because of the draft that's underneath. I know a few people have modified theirs by sewing in some kind of skirt, but I don't want to make it any bigger than it already is. It needs time to dry off from the morning dew. I could see also some pinprick size holes where the stitching of something is for example the armlets, because remember it's two ponchos. The armlets have storm flaps over them, so the corners of the storm flaps, the outside corners, well, one on each side. It's a pinprick size hole. I'm chuffed with the size of it, only because I was on a hill. Sorry, I'm going uphill now. Right, only because I was going uphill were there some problems. Oh, it's a slippy mud. And the problem was simply me sliding down. But it was warm all night. Thanks to the sleeping bag, though. Protected from overhead. Bit of a breeze from the gaps underneath. So if it was a howling gale, I'd have to make sure that it was pitched on flat ground. So, chuffed. It was comfortable all night as well, so chuffed with that. Sun's coming out now. Behind some cloud. The cloud is quite high. It's at about 4,000 to 5,000 feet. And I've got some lovely views now, unimpeded by any mist or fog or whatever. So I can see all the way across to across to the Pusey White Horse, which is on the other side of the Bull. I call this area Bull because as I look north, all around my the peripheral vision of north, so to speak, there's some kind of ridge line all the way around, so it's about I think it's about 15 16 miles to the Pusey White Horse from here as a crow flies, and there's some undulation between where I am and there, but yeah, I'm done with a cup of coffee, one idiot forgetting the mug, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, so listen to the little birdies on my way home, and so it was mission successful, really. Bit of a purge, that was nice, albeit here we go, I wasn't where I wanted to be. Where I wanted to be was about 4 meters to my left. But never mind, it's fine, it's okay. But if I was 4 meters to the left, I would have been on flat ground. I knew I wasn't in the right place. I was in the middle of the night. I thought, well, there was no track, there was no like rabbit run here, and I remember there being a hell of a lot more sphagnum moss. Oh yeah, there was 4 meters to the left. So there we go. First wild camp of 2014. Chuffed a bits with the Lavu. Actually, I was thinking about the weight I'm currently carrying. I think I'm in the region of about 15 kilograms. I'm minus 2 liters of water. And I was thinking of this for May for when I do the wall. This rucksack certainly is not big enough. I say that, but I've got the Lavu in there, which is bulky. It's bulky and it's heavy. But I had to take a few things out of the rucksack to get the Lavu in. So this is a 65 litre rucksack and it's not big enough. However, my sleeping bag is the biggest sleeping bag in the world. Well, no, it's not, but it's huge. So I was looking at a sleeping bag yesterday, which is about a quarter of the size and about a quarter of the weight, which should be, it claims to be a four season, but it won't be. So I'm looking at that, which will give me some more space, because I haven't got any food. I had two packets of Boil in the Bag Wayfarer's meals, and I did have a 2 litre bottle of water. And now I haven't. So I've got a bigger rucksack. It's just not as comfortable as the one I've got on now. Oh, I can feel the heat from the sun. That's lovely on the back of my legs there. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that wind is so raw. My mother, who I was speaking to last night, was saying that they had snow the other night in Northumberland. It's about central Northumberland, really-ish. They had snow, and she was saying how it felt raw. Oh, it's feeling raw. That wind is from the north. So much so that I'm going to have to put my hands in my pockets in a sec. My gloves are in this pocket in this, in the rucksack, and I can reach them. Can I? No, I can't. Oh, I could. I'm not going to though. Yeah. Oh, my dad fell over at work. He didn't just fall over. He fell off a ladder onto some scaffolding, and he's broken his wrist, as I found out yesterday, just before I came away. So he's got 7 weeks in plaster. Silly bugger. 67-year-old, he can't be acting like some kind of orangutan on ladders and scaffolding. What's he like? Never mind. That's a story to tell another day. I'm ready to get home, actually, for a cup of tea and some breakfast. When we do the wall trek, I've got some ideas. I want to share things with Dean before I put them out publicly on Audioboo. So I've got some ideas about what I want to... Well, actually, it doesn't matter, because it's nothing to do with the organisation, I suppose, of it. It's just personal. I've been looking at food. I'm a huge advocate of boiling the bag food. And from what I can see, Wayfarers do the best for what we're going to do. We're going to be needing, or what I'm going to be needing. And Wayfarers do two types of food in a pouch, which you can eat cold as well. And one of them is in a pouch that you just tear the top off and put in a pan, and the other is in a pouch which is inside a plastic wrapper. The plastic wrapper is quite tough, actually. So you take the pouch out, the plastic wrapper, put the pouch in water, boil the water, and when it's hot enough, tear the top of the pouch and eat from the pouch. And then I don't understand why people cook food in the, if they're wild camping, certainly, why they cook food in the pans and pots if they haven't got a water source. I watch a fella called Dave Murphy on YouTube, Dave's Wild Camping. And when he goes wild camping, one of his things, one of his raison d'etres, one of his themes is to cook a steak. And he cooks a steak on this frying pan, which must weigh a ton. And he cooks a steak on this big frying pan with, he chucks everything in the frying pan, all the salad and mushrooms and other things. But I want to know how he cleans that when he's up Blencathra or other places, Keilor Forest or other places where he's wild camping. Because he can't. And not even when you're on a... even when you're on just a one or two night wild camp, you can't have mucky pans or pots. You simply can't. I mean, there's one thing, having a dirty mug because of you've had a brew in it, but it's another having a dirty cooking vessel that's had, I don't know, chicken casserole in it or whatever you choose to cook in it. So yeah, I'll be buying the Wayfarers, boiling a bag. It's good tasting food. It's got the right calorie content, and they've got some good menus, actually. I'm not a stranger to boiling the bag food, but Wayfarers is by far the best. Right then, so it's getting a bit drafty here up on top of the Kiwi. Sun's over my left shoulder there. I can feel the heat from the sun. But raw breeze from the right. Ready to get home, shower, changed, food, broom. I've got a friend to walk a dog. Okay, so whatever you've been doing, I hope it's been good. Whatever you're going to do today, I hope you enjoy it. I hope the weather's all right for you. And we'll speak to you anon.
All one word. Out.